So we are going to do some answers to some of the questions that was sent for the chapter 6 on patience. And these are mainly this is the video 2, answer video 2 of that. So this is concerning the stanzas from 12 to 21, forbearance of suffering. And it says that, thank you for these teachings. I'm already finding it helpful to remember to be patient at times when I could usually react to something. The question is, the first question is, I have a question about karma in connection with stanza number 12. When you describe how suffering can have a positive aspect, in that it creates renunciation, does that mean that amongst the negative causes and conditions that give rise to suffering, there must also be some positive causes and conditions that bring about the possibility of change? Now, these questions comes from understanding that everything is totally pre-arranged and there's nothing you can do about anything. This question of karma is with that kind of misconception. We have been discussing this again and again, that there's nothing like that. The causes and conditions always happening. The causes are always different kind of causes are happening, different kind of conditions are happening. It's always moving. There's nothing called this is the karma finished. This is the judgment. The judgment is given. Now there's no way but you have to go to the gallows or something like that. It's not like that. The understanding of cause and condition, or whatever you call karma, because that's why karma is the name given for the karma, is action. Karma is action. So, you do this, or you act like this, or you react like this, it has its reactions, it has its conditions, it has its effects, and something happens. And then, within that, every moment you have a possibility to react in a positive way or negative way, or in a more positive way or more negative way, or not, just a neutral way. So therefore, every time, every moment, you have choice. So therefore, even when you are, if you are suffering, if you are in a bad state of being at that very moment, you can act and react in a very positive way and then change that situation or use that situation for better consequences. Or you can, even you have a very good kind of a situation going on now, and then you can use that in a bad way, in a negative way, and then create a more negative consequences. Also, it's always changing. There's nothing like this is the karma, and it's kind of the judgment is given, and it's written in the red line, red lines, and there's nothing you can do about. There's nothing like that. That's the understanding. That's the karma. So we need to learn to, act and react every moment, whether we are in a difficult situation or in a very happy situation. I think that is the main understanding, and I hope I have explained it clearly enough. Second question is, dear Rinpoche, I am struggling very hard to understand, to try to understand these stanzas. This is stanza 22 to 33. Do they imply that our usual way of perceiving other people is mostly deluded? That is, that we imagine others have harmful intentions towards us, but there will be so many other factors involved that it does not make sense to be angry with them. Now, I think it's not that when somebody is trying to harm us or beat us up, we are saying at that moment this person doesn't have intention to harm us. Of course, they have maybe intention to harm us. Or maybe they don't have. That's up to different circumstances. But why did they get that intention? They were not born with the intention to harm us. Maybe a few hours ago, a few days ago, they were good for our best friends sometimes. But then something happened that disturbed their mind, a negative emotion came up, and then that negative emotion, whether it is hatred, whether it is anger, whether it is jealousy, whether it's attachment or something, and then that emotion brewed up, and that emotion took them over, and then that's why they came to want to harm us, if they really wanted to harm us. Most of the time, it's not that they want to harm us, but they want to get what they want, and that's the main purpose. And either we don't want to give them, or we want to give them something they don't want, and that's why all the emotions come up. So therefore, if the real cause, if you want to find out, you'll find the anger in them, and the hatred in them, the jealousy in them, whatever, you know. So therefore, you know, it's like when somebody is using a stick to hit you, you know, you are not angry with the stick, but you are angry with the man behind. So in the same way, if you look a little deeper, you should not be angry with the man, but with the anger behind the man, because when he was not angry, he was very nice. So that's the understanding. And then the next question is, I have a question about stanzas 48 and 49. If it is the case that those whom we feel are harming us are in fact creating negative karma for themselves, so actually they are the ones who suffer more, should we not be trying to help them to understand their anger better? I asked this question because I tried this approach and it did not work out at all well. So, is it best to be, if we do as advised in stanza 33 and remain serene when friends get angry? Thank you, Rinpoche, for these teachings. They're extremely helpful. Kind regards. Well, when somebody is angry, I think it is very difficult to make them understand that they're the ones to suffer. They don't want to hear it, especially from you. But if there is a possibility for you to make them understand, then it will be very good, but it will be difficult. So therefore, I mean, it's always like this. This is something which is the main approach, that if you can make people understand clearly, you have to do it, you should do it, you try to help them to understand and change their way of reacting and give up their anger and the wrong way of reacting and wrong way of acting. But, you know, if that doesn't happen, if that is not possible, if we don't have that that secret circumstances or possibility to do that, at least we can be a little bit calm and understanding and serene and try to understand from ourselves. Because if we do not react in a very bad way, then their anger will soon cool down, and that's the best way to show them that anger is not useful and anger is not good, and you really don't mean anything negative to them. So therefore, sometimes your example is the best way to show them what is wrong than trying to tell them, especially in a heated discussion. So that is my answer. Then the next question is, this is a question about the stanza number 34 to 49 of the Patience chapter. I've been listening again to your commentary on stanza 47, that ultimately our own negative state mind is created by ourselves, and that people harming me are like instruments that are used to inflict misery on me, actually created by my own karma. With regard to my question above, does this mean that my focus should only be on decreasing my own negative actions by practicing patience? To decrease my own negative actions or negative reactions should become my first priority or the most important priority, and because that's something I can do all the time, any time, and I don't need to, I don't need to do anything to change somebody, which is much more difficult and much more, unlikely. So therefore, that doesn't mean to say that I cannot try to change some situations, I cannot try to make somebody understand, if there is a kind of a conflict between me and somebody else, maybe I can find a way to resolve this conflict, and if there is a way I can do, I should do, but in those things depends on many conditions. Sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't happen for a long time. There has been conflicts, there has been wars, there has been senseless wars and conflicts which went on for hundreds of years sometimes, and then suddenly it ended because nothing can go on forever, and then somebody has to get the nice kind of some sense, good sense, to make an end. So therefore, that's the only way. So therefore also to understand that something negative happening to me, seemingly, or actually, even if it is done through somebody or by somebody, is eventually a result of my own negative karma, makes me easier to compromise or easier to forgive others. So if I really understand or feel that what is happening to me or what has been done by somebody to me is eventually coming from a negative action that I have done myself, then, it's less hatred, it's less anger, it's less blaming others. So therefore, I need to take the responsibility to end this as well, because I could have been the one who started this, so I should be the one to end it also. So even if it seems difficult now, I must do something about this. So therefore, this understanding becomes very important, I think. Then, this is another question based on stanza 50 to 53. Even if one has good intentions, others' misperceptions seem to form such a large part of the outcome of any communication or action, especially if one is emotional or unskilled in any way. How should one practice patience when one is misunderstood or misrepresented by another or others, and is said by them to have done or said something harmful that one has not? If the misunderstanding or misrepresentation could harm others if uncorrected, what should one do? Is it important to correct the misunderstanding and misrepresentation, or simply to be passively patient? I think one should do as much as possible to clear this misunderstanding or misperception in whatever way possible. But then, if sometimes not possible, because sometimes people don't want to, you know, don't want to discuss or clear out or listen or things like that. And then this can also happen. This can also happen, and this is a possibility. So when this happens, then usually, you know, one gets very agitated and very aggressive and very, very sad and, you know, totally disturbed. We have to understand that this is also a possibility, so therefore we have to be patient, we have to wait, we have to, use, you know, time and skill and different methods, and slowly, maybe it can be corrected. But sometimes it's very difficult, even if it seems very simple. There are many these kind of misconceptions or misunderstandings or conflicts arise where there is absolutely no reason or really no basis, but it arises due to many different causes and effects. So therefore, it's something that we need to understand. So that's the answer. So I think I'll stop here, and maybe there are still more questions, and I will answer as soon as possible. This is, I think, video number 2 of the questions.